Did you all watch the Northern Life TV show last night? One thing that really stood out and touched the hearts of everyone was the McMullen brothers. What a story of brotherly love. And I was reading lots of the tweets and texts after the programme last night, and this is absolutely what touched your hearts. Some of you may have seen a video that has gone viral on the internet. It shows Mark McMullen in a pub in Crossgar singing to his big brother Declan. Let's speak to John this morning. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. I know we've spoken before. We didn't get to see you last night, but my goodness, you're the dad in this relationship, and it was just extraordinary last night. You could have heard a pin drop in the studio.
Yes, very emotional, Steve. Yeah.
What was going through your mind when you were watching that last night?
Well, obviously, I'm very proud of my family. I'm very proud of Declan and Mark. Just pure Declan. Just physically, the way he's been left now in his life. For anybody who doesn't understand Declan's condition, basically, Declan was sitting in your studio last night. He couldn't see. You know, she can imagine. He's relying on his ears. He has full cognitive workings of his brain. He fully understands the world. It's been like, my interpretation of it would be like being buried alive. He's locked inside his body.
What happened?
3 years ago, actually next week, 16th of March. On the 15th of March, Declan and me were in Corrine University. He was going to Corrine to study TV and media, and all excited, planning his future, and following morning, you get up, as usual, down in the kitchen, got a glass of water, and went back up into bed, because he wasn't going to school that morning, and 15 minutes later, my wife walked into the room and opened the windows, and he was lying on top of his bed, dead. Turned out he had a heart condition, didn't know he had it. Condition called Wolff Parkinson White syndrome. Basically, it's sudden death.
How old was he?
He was 19. So, wife called me into the room, and I was trained CPR, so I got him on the floor. I knew that Declan had he was gone. He was grey. There was no pulse in him. So I performed CPR on him until the paramedics came. Because I was always told that the brain was the most important piece to look after, and they came and they gave him 13 electric shocks and got him back. And the rest is history. So for the 5 or 6 months that he was laying dead in his bed, his brain had started to die. So the first thing that he was losing was his ability to see. And then the second part would have been his motor function, which would be his ability to, for his brain to command all his muscles. So that's why he can't move, and he can't eat, and he can't talk.
And I know that you're wanting to raise awareness of brain injury and raise awareness of locked-in syndrome.
Yes, because I feel that I don't think people fully understand. Well, if somebody says to somebody's brain damaged, people have this perception that, oh God, that's that over. But we always knew Declan was inside. We always knew he was there. It was just a way of him and us finding a way of getting him out of his body.
Listen, there was an extraordinary reaction on the television last night when his brother Mark sang to him. You must be very, very proud of them both.
Yes, I'm indeed, yes.
Thank you, John,
for
speaking to us today. Thank you, sir. And we'll end our show this morning with Mark McMullen, one of the most touching examples of brotherly love that I will ever see in my life. Here's Mark singing to his big brother, Declan.
Mm-hmm. on high, hear my prayer in my need. You have always been there. He is let him rest, heaven blessed, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. He's like the sun I might have known. If God had granted me a son, the summer's die one by one, how soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone. Bring him. You can't take, you can give, let him be, let him live. If I die, let him live.